Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great, because everybody can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. Today we have with us a couple of radio veterans from our very own KPTZ radio station, Colin Foden and Robert Ambrose. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Colin, let's start with you. Did I say your last name properly?
Perfectly.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So we are talking to folks today, and hopefully our listeners will be moved to become involved in our very own radio station. I think there's so much to KPTZ that folks don't know what it takes to get it off the ground and running. But speaking of getting it off the ground and running, Colin, you sat around a kitchen table about 100 years ago and planted the seed for this station. Could you tell our viewers a little bit about yourself and then the beginnings?
Yes, I can tell our listeners certainly what we have. It was accidental. I don't think any of us in the original four people who created the station really knew what we were getting ourselves in for. And we sort of met, Sherry Jones met me at what was the old Swain's in town. Locals will remember Swain's. And asked me if I knew anything or if I liked radio. And I said I loved radio. And she said, well, would you like to help start a radio station? As the story goes, you know, I thought, how difficult can that be? And so we set off on our journey. Knew nothing about radio other than the fact that I loved it. And I'd been brought up with the BBC, so I knew what quality radio was about. And we set off, and I went out and recruited Anne Katzenbach, and Sherry recruited Colin Brown, and the four of us became the beginnings of KPTZ.
And there was no radio station, a community radio station here at the time?
There had been several attempts to create a radio station here, and none of them had worked out. Timing in this I would say in this world, it's a perhaps a little larger subject than just radio. Timing is just about everything.
What I find surprising is how much that you think you're working on a community effort, but the tendrils go out to FCC, federal requirements, how much of that work took up your effort?
That was primarily it. I mean, there were several things we had to do. We had to become a radio station. In other words, get the FCC to agree to it, and all the mechanical things that are required for that, the regulatory things. Then we had to raise money, and then we had to raise awareness of what we were doing.
Importance and value of the station.
Yeah.
And is it the case that the FCC, there's a wait list, so to speak, for licensing? I mean, was there a license available to get, or
there are windows that open, and you can apply during that window. And Sherry, as it turned out, Sherry was working with the TV station doing some, I forget exactly what she was doing with them at the time, some project work. And the opportunity to, the window opportunity became apparent to her, and so she went to the TV station, our local TV station, and said, are you interested in doing this? And they said, no, that's not what we do. And so she met me, and that was it, and said, what about you? Are you interested in, could we do this? Yeah.
So essentially, your background, though, you did not work in radio. You had not...
No, it was my background was primarily information technology. I'd worked for IBM and some large companies, but when I came up to Port Townsend, we had a child and a second one on the way, and I thought the last thing I want to do is to be seen going off to work with a briefcase. I want them to see what's possible. And so I did a lot of volunteer work. I was the chair of a number of nonprofits in town. So I had a fair amount of experience in the nonprofit world. I worked for Centrum, and so you know, I kind of knew the town. I coached soccer. I really threw myself into town.
That is something that I did moving into the area, where it's a great way to get connected to community and find your place or your subset, if you will.
Yeah.
Now, Robert, you do come to this station with a fair amount of radio history. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about your history?
Sure. I've been a fan of community radio or local radio for decades, really, and was inspired. I lived in the Bay Area in San Francisco for five years, and there's a rich radio presence there. The original community radio station, KPFA, is there. And then I moved to Alaska with my family, and we moved into a town called Talkeetna in 1993, which...
Population size, approximately?
At that time, the population of the town itself was about 600.
Oh, my.
The surrounding areas, a total population maybe double that, 1,200 maybe, when we got there in 93. And we arrived almost exactly at the time when their community station went on the air. They had the same kind of effort as Holland's to get people together, and it takes an enormous amount of work to bring a radio station on air. And it was all done by volunteers there, like it was here. And fortunately, I had always been interested in radio, and I was very into the music that I play on my show here. And so I became a volunteer at KTNA, and they trained me to be a DJ, and I got more involved and more involved, and I was there for 20, involved in that station for 20 years.
Now, were you involved with the KPFA in the Bay Area, or you just enjoyed the programming? Were you volunteering there as well?
No, I did not volunteer there. I was pretty busy with life, and I kept looking at their internship program there, and I thought if I had stayed there longer, I probably would have tried to integrate into their training program, because they train some of the great journalists of the world.
And you are a writer. You wrote, your hook was the music. You wrote for the Beat magazine, is that correct?
I did. Yeah. I've been a journalist in various ways and at various times in my life, but I did write for the Beat magazine about African music for seven or eight years.
And so you have always been a communicator in some format, and your area was really radio at the time, and you were 20 years with the station, or 20 years at the area in Alaska?
No, I was, my show ran for 20 years at KTNA, and I was also, during my time there, I was music director for a while. These are all volunteer positions. And then I was on the board for a while, and then I became actually a paid general manager for 5 years there.
I think it's incredibly serendipitous that you are here in Port Townsend, and we're at this window of opportunity to grow our station, and you bring this skill set and history as the general manager from Alaska. In a somewhat similar community, it was remote, it was smallish. I think it's interesting that a radio station seems to have an increased value to a smaller community. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about that effort. Why is it that Port Townsend is desiring to have this radio station? Why did a rural Alaska station? Do you think there's a difference between a larger community and a smaller community in the efforts that are focused on creating a radio station?
I think that Port Townsend is very similar to Talkeetna. I told people in Talkeetna, Port Townsend is like a grown-up.
We're 10 times larger, but you're saying the characteristics of the town? Or the
character is very similar. And I think the importance of, this goes back to what I was talking about a little bit before we started this interview, that community radio, for me, is a glue that can pull the community together. It's something, it's a resource and something unlike any other organization.
Indeed.
In a small community, we connect people throughout the community. And that's, I think, the special quality of community radio in particular.
Community radio. And Colin, you might
I was thinking that is absolutely right. And in fact, we set it up. The original idea was to make it to be a glue. And so we focused very much on local events in the early days. But it also, the other thing that it does is it creates an identity for a community.
Interesting.
We felt like the community would come to the station and do whatever they wanted to do to express themselves. And the wonderful thing about Port Townsend is from a volunteer standpoint and also from a talent standpoint is that we have a wide range of people here. Mm-hmm. And so we had no doubts at all that once the station was running, that after people had suffered our early limitations, that it would grow into something that was much more powerful.
I can only imagine. My history with radio is I was a military kiddo, and I lived in Japan, and I would listen to these stories. I think it was called The Dark Shadow. It was incredible. You know, the imagination of listening, the senses are heightened. There's a connection that tied us together as these folks living remotely in another country. If you are just joining us, this is KPTZ 91.9 in Port Townsend, Washington, and I'm Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can. And today I'm speaking with Colin Foden and Robert Ambrose, folks who have given us the infrastructure and the insight into what the importance is for having a community radio. More importantly, they have served on our board, and we'd like to spend some time talking about board development and the behind-the-scenes volunteer opportunities in many organizations that we don't get to, like, pull back the cover and learn what that takes. So, Colin, you said you served on the board for how many years?
Forever.
Well, it was on this board I was on from the beginning, it was probably about 10 years by the time I ultimately left the board and handed over to Robert.
Was your handoff, and you had how many people on the board at that time?
The bylaws said that we had five. Originally, we had five on the board, and then it grew to seven, then it grew to nine. Mm-hmm. I think we're at nine now. And
nine on the board. Okay.
Yeah. So it really was a textbook version of how, and still is a textbook version of how an organization grows from the bare beginnings to something which is a little bit more sophisticated and more mature. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I was imagining, you know, you can get bogged down in developing what the bylaws might be, but now that season is over and you're entering a new growth phase. And Robert, you have nine board members that you steward. Mm-hmm. And what is the rotation of the board member and what kind of roles do they serve for you?
That's a good question. Our board member term is 3 years. Mm-hmm. And I'd say our board right now, it reflects the organization in a way. We're sort of a transition between a working board, which the board had been for a long time, where people on the board were actually doing a lot to keep the station going. Mm-hmm. And we're moving more towards a sort of managerial board. That would be the goal, and I think the outcome and the kind of normal procession of a organization. It gets to the point where the organization itself can operate very well with the staff and volunteers it has, and then the board doesn't have to actually do the hands-on works as much, and they can look at the bigger picture.
It's tricky. I know you go from like the working board to the vision casting to the strategic assessment, like how do we want to handle donor engagement or how do we want to forecast 10 years? What community will we be serving? How can we think ahead? Mm-hmm. And you are at the threshold of this incredible project called KPDZ 2.0 or Radio Reimagined. And let's spend a few minutes talking about how those folks who are listening might be inclined to join this wonderful opportunity. There's nothing like being at the bottom of a new beginning. You know, this just the tell us what folks might be able to do to get involved in this.
That's a good
exciting.
Question.
Exciting. I think it's incredibly exciting. There's the hope of moving from, what are we, 800 square feet here to a facility?
I have 2,200 feet.
Whew.
This is very parallel to, again, my experience at KTNA, where we began in a 16 by 20 log cabin and stayed in that for over 10 years. And it was incredibly tight, but we produced compelling programming. The same thing here. We've been in this school portable, and we have 100 volunteers every week who make things happen here.
Astounding.
And it's, as you know, it can get pretty crowded here and loud, and it's hard to get things done. So I think Colin, when Colin was on the board, we struggled with what we were going to do in the future to be able to not only sustain ourselves, but to grow our service to the community.
And one of the big valued services we provide is emergency, right?
And so the board has put together a plan to, you know, increase our ability to provide emergency communication services if there is a disaster of some kind.
And that'd be far better facilitated at a location that has a greater range.
We're hoping that we can keep the transmitter at the same place it is, but we're hoping that we, for example, can move this studio over there once we have our Fort Worden studios built, and that we can turn this studio into a durable broadcasting station that can stay in the air no matter what happens.
So when you look to fleshing out your board or replacing a board member, what's the process? If someone is listening and saying, I just moved to this area and I have a work history like Robert, or I have a passion like Colin, how would someone begin the baby steps of getting engaged as a board member or perhaps as a volunteer?
Well,
in a perfect world, right?
I think coming into the station is always a good start, because you'll meet one of us who is here and can help direct that. Also, you can write an email to contactus@kptz.org, and we'll get back to you. I mean, I'm accessible. I'm just Robert@kptz, and people can contact me directly if they're interested in being on the board.
Do you have a skill set that's particularly in need right now as you're trying to do Radio Reimagined, or just continue the good work that the board does? Is there someone rolling off, or a skill set that's been a gap for you in recent years?
On the board?
Yes, on the board.
Yes, I think we have a couple of people rotating off the board. We have one vacancy now. One thing we surely need is somebody with accounting skills. That would help us a lot, especially with this big project, over $1 million project to create KPTZ 2.0.
There are indeed people who go crazy over Excel. I do know they exist out there. And there I hope you're listening right now. And so accounting, and then a couple other folks are rolling off the board in the near future.
Yes. So at the end of June is when our terms expire. So we are actively recruiting or are beginning to think about potential board members. And I think, as I said before, we're looking for people who are visionary and able to help us in a kind of a larger step than a hands-on working board.
And as I know from a personal experience, just the small steps of being interviewed and becoming an interviewer or a DJ, it really starts there with the engagement to the larger behind the scenes infrastructure. You know, I'd like to take a moment to help our listeners help us. And if you have someone in mind that might be a great partner with KPDZ, or perhaps a great subject for this program, Everybody Can, please do reach out to the radio station and let us know about that wonderful volunteer out in the community. Well, I want to thank you for coming out in today. It's it goes by too quickly, these few minutes, and we really just barely touch the top surface of board development and infrastructure behind the scenes for KPTZ. Thank you for coming in today, Colin.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And Robert, as always, thank you for keeping the wheels on the bus. I appreciate it. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our program today is in the expert hands of our sound engineer, Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and not to leave out Robert Ambrose, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. Colin, by the way, thank you for your insights and having the vision for this radio station. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, and make it a great day. You're